When your wins become your losses, less of me and more of Jesus. A passage from Scripture, Philippians 3, verse 7. But whatever former things that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake. The world exalts winning and losing. Sadly, winning and losing produces winners and losers. Competition, the desire to win, and the fear or shame of losing is evident in many areas of our modern life. We record our wins and losses. Yes, we celebrate, honor, and applaud winners and ridicule losers. Leadership books, business schools, coaches, and bosses encourage us to think like winners. They tell us to hang out with winners and run from losers. Yet, Paul tells us that in the kingdom or spiritual realm, personal gain is a loss for Christ. In the kingdom, losing for Christ's sake should be our goal. In other words, in the kingdom, less is more, less of me and more of Christ. Over a 5-year period, I experienced this principle in my life on a daily basis. As God used Karen and the Holy Spirit to prune me, I was forced to give up many of my former trophies, wins, successes, attitudes, and ways of thinking. I came to see them clearly as selfishness, rebellion, prideful exaltation, and separation from God. I confess it has taken intense and purposeful effort, study and meditation in the Word, in prayer and repentance, to walk this out. Every time I feel myself walking in pride and arrogance, I know that I'm striving to win at Christ's expense. Every time I make my own plans and agenda, the Holy Spirit reminds me that Christ is no longer first in my life. Every time I step out of love with my wife, friends, or clients, I have diminished the light of Christ and His presence in my life. Every time I use the word I multiple times in a sentence or conversation, I have failed to honor, glorify, and submit to God. I praise God that I'm growing more comfortable every day, thinking and acting like a loser. The more I lose myself for Christ's sake, the greater He is within me. Lord, thank You for the life-changing power of Your Word. Holy Spirit, I invite You to rule every part of my life. Be on the increase that I may be on the decrease. Help me to lose myself for Your sake. Through the blood of Jesus and in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.